So there was a question in the comments on one of my videos. Mike Rowley says, I have back taxes. I'm 1099. If I have a good amount of disposable income left over, can I still get a low payment plan to pay back the IRS? Hugh Whitledge gave a good reply to that. You need to get with a good tax advisor to help navigate getting your overdue taxes resolved. Whether you qualify to pay less than what you owe depends on circumstances you didn't include. Mike Rowley responded, I basically didn't pay. I was in a bad place sometime. I'm in a good place now. Just want to get on the right track with the IRS, make a decent living. Just want to pay a fair amount and also be able to save some money to pay my taxes on time every year after. So, Mike, yeah, what Hugh says makes a lot of sense. You know, I can't tell you, you know, what kind of payment plan you would qualify for unless we actually get in there and look at your financial situation, right? You know, I don't know what you mean by a good living, right? I'm in a good space now. I make a decent living. You know, decent living looks different for everybody, right? So it really does depend on your financial situation at the moment and what you could afford to pay. Now, I will say this. We routinely, let me back up. If you're looking for a hardship-based payment plan, like a PPIA, you're going to have to prove that the amount of disposable income you have every month, based on the IRS's math, right? And the IRS caps some expenses through their standards program, right? You're going to have to prove that what your disposable income is every month is less than the payment that would satisfy your debt in full if made until your tax debt drops off, right? That's what a PPIA is, right? You got to prove that to them. Let's say that's not an option for you because you have too much disposable income, which you might, right? Because you said I have a good amount of disposable income left over. So you might be looking at just a full payment installment agreement, right? You can afford to pay what you owe. IRS isn't going to cut you a deal. Now the negotiation here is, well, how long do you have to pay that? Like anybody, the IRS would love to be paid immediately, right? They would love for you to pay your tax debt immediately, right? And so in high-profile cases, that's often the, high-dollar amount cases, that's often the IRS's starting position. The taxpayer owes us $373,000. They have $200,000 in a brokerage account. We would like them to liquidate that, and pay us net of tax from that. We believe they should go out and borrow and max out various lines of credit that they have. We think they should, take money out of their home. Sometimes they urge them to sell their home. That's oftentimes the IRS's starting point. Okay. And this is kind of for people who owe a lot, right? If you owe less than $10,000, you're actually guaranteed an installment agreement with the IRS, right? But kind of the more you owe, the more they want to get up front because you typically have means, right? And so there's negotiation here. No, we don't want him to have to liquidate this or that asset. Can you please just agree to a reasonable installment agreement? And even in those cases, though, they're going to want the financials, right? If they're a revenue officer, they're going to want that 433A. If you're dealing with ACS, they're going to want the 433F, right? Or at least the information on there, which drives a lot of the conversation. But even so, we still get people in installment agreements for less than their disposable income as reported on those forms, right? There just has to be a good story there, and it's got to make sense, right? Recently, we got a single guy who makes great money. He's like in the investment space. Into what we believe is an installment agreement for less than his disposable income. Okay, especially considering a significant bonus that he tends to get at the end of the year. It took us a long time to negotiate this with the IRS. We had to go back and forth several times. He moved during this time, submit new docs and bank statements and things like that. But finally, they approved him for a really good installment agreement that is frankly less than what this individual, it's a lot less, let's say, than his disposable income considered on an annual basis, which was a great win for him because, on the phone, he was like, look, yeah, I'm young. I want to save for a house, girlfriend, marriage, things like that, kind of get started on life without me having to pay all of my income for the next, two or three years to the IRS. This guy owed quite a bit. It was like high six figures. And that's why I'm saying to you, Mike, and I think, Hugh was kind of on this track as well. I can't really tell you. No one can unless they actually dig into your financials and say, okay, this is what we think we can get you with the IRS in terms of a payment plan. So I hope that's helpful, Mike. I know it's probably not the specific answer you're looking for, but it is the truth. You know, anyone who's telling you they can, you know, without actually digging into your finances, that they can get you into this payment plan or that payment plan or an offering compromise or Fresh Start program or anything else, don't trust them. Don't trust them. I have some other videos here on the left-hand side of the screen about tax relief and tax relief options. Keep the comments coming. I like responding to these comments because that's you telling me what kind of content you want, right? It's not just me figuring, you know, coming out with random keyword ideas, right? So keep the comments coming. I do appreciate them, and have a great day, folks. Bye-bye.